You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a fantastic Monday morning, getting ready for the week. I have one of my favorite guests on the show, Mr. Malcolm Ballinger.
Good morning.
Ballinger Publishing. Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. What a beautiful day.
It is a
warm paradise.
In paradise. Absolutely. Mm. Yes, we live in paradise, don't we? I was at the beach yesterday, and it was hot and crowded. Ooh. Wow. There comes a point where I just don't head on over to Pensacola Beach. I might head on over to Johnson's. Like, it's getting to that time where you can't find a parking spot for an hour. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a friend. They're like, they should build like a 3-story parking deck out there. Something to help.
You know, there has been so much conversation about that, about access to the beach and parking garages. Lots of talk. And they have done a great deal towards keeping traffic flowing with the roundabout as you enter onto the bridge. Mm-hmm. I think that's made things a whole lot better. So, we've made some progress. But you're right. A parking garage.
Something to ease up.
Yeah, but would it also spoil the beauty of the beach?
Maybe.
I guess hotels are...
I guess hotels are out there in the tall. I think that it would be, people would want to go out there more, I think, if, hey, I'm going to find a parking spot. But you could travel around those parking spots for a good 30 minutes to an hour when it's top of the season and you're not finding nothing and you're hot and you're angry and you just want to go home. It's okay. We do live in paradise and I do love going out there. We did find one eventually and walked to where we needed to go, but... it's a good time. But just the environment's nice to be around.
What's
out
that
there.
Song about? Paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Put up a parking lot, yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
That's what we need to do. Yeah. So I was posing a question to Malcolm. Do you feel like mothers, we're talking about mothers with kids under 18. We're not talking about older parents.
Yes. When I was first asked the question, I said, absolutely, mom should spend time, should spend the day with the kids. But then you clarified the question and said, if the kids are under 18. In other words, dependent on mom for...
Is it okay for a mom to spend the day alone?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think as dad should take the kids. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the morning they say, I love you, mom. Thank you for being a great mom. Here's a bunch of flowers. Here's some candy, whatever. Yeah. Here's a gift certificate to Stillwater Spa, whatever it might be. And then dad take the kids and then deliver them back at the end of the day when he's pretty frazzled.
Yeah, it's okay. Because that question was posed to me yesterday. And so I thought, I think it's fine. I think it's Mother's Day. You are not supposed to have responsibilities that day.
Well, what is the meaning of Mother's Day?
Celebrating your mother. That means don't make her do all the things that she has to do all the time. It's kind of like a birthday for mothers. That's how I think of it.
Yeah. And you are telling mom, I love you, thank you, by giving her a day off. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
I think every mom is individual. Mm. Some moms want their
babies
close
to them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. I agree with that.
But
it's okay if they're not.
Kids have a way of driving you a little bit crazy. So
never know that. I had a friend text in. That is why they go to Navarre Beach. I didn't think about that. You could just travel a little bit farther and go to Navarre.
Yeah.
It's not too far, is it, from Pensacola Beach? I never go to Navarre Beach.
Well, if you're actually on the beach, you just take
take
the coast road, whatever that's called, past Portofino.
Oh, Portofino, that way. Okay.
But... obviously, the best way is to go down 98 and then over the bridge at Navarre. But also, Perdido Key does not get near as busy as Pensacola
Beach. Oh, I know.
Beach.
Johnson's Beach is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a time where I just start going over to Perdido.
Mm.
Like a Johnson's. The only thing is you miss out on the environment of Pensacola Beach because there's the music and the restaurants, and then just it's just an environment.
Well, it depends what you want. If you want a quiet time on the beach, Perdido Key, that's what they promote. It's
right
known for that. But if you want a little bit more of the crazy lifestyle, then Pensacola Beach.
As we like to say with Malcolm, I digress because this is about this is about Malinger Publishing. This is not about Tammy.
But
today,
I will say this: obviously, I lost my mom many years ago, but I have no family in Pensacola, and I have family in Texas. Grandchildren. I must say, I'd like to be with my daughter-in-law and my kids on Mother's Day. It's a little bit more than just Mother's Day. It's family should get together at least for a little while, I think. Now, maybe I feel it more because I miss them.
Right.
They are 500 miles away. If they live down the street, this may be a different story.
I'm taking a day off.
Yeah, I'm getting in my car and I'm leaving town.
I'm going on vacation. Leave me alone.
So, anyway, as you say, we digress.
We digress all the time. It's okay. I love it. Mm. So, Pensacola Magazine came out with Culture and Lifestyle Super Summer Super Camps. This is great because if you're a parent and you need summer camp options, Pensacola Magazine has them all.
Talking about kids getting under your feet.
Yeah.
There are some great opportunities to send them to camp this summer. Get them
we
out
are here
under
to
your feet.
Help. There is a whole section that is in teal. It's really cool because it's sectioned off in the magazine in teal. Art summer camps.
There's some wonderful arts camps.
Yes.
One of the things that I think I regret most about the educational system now is that they really don't teach arts. They don't focus on arts. It's not part of the curriculum. And so it's up to outside organizations to bring arts to our kids. So, having said all that, for instance, the Pensacola Opera. You know, I love opera, and
of course
many kids don't. But we should at least once in their life expose them to a little opera.
A little opera.
And of course, First City Arts Center, Children's Chorus. We have so many. Little Theater has a camp. Emerald Coast Science Center. There's just so many opportunities for kids to be exposed to science, arts, and just have a good time.
And sometimes it's good just to mix it up. I know my little's going over to the PSC Kids College, and she's never been, but I think it's fun. I mean, like, exposes them to something different. This summer, maybe they'd get interested in the arts. You didn't never know that. And I always think it's smart if you're going to spend, it's not cheap to send your children to summer camp.
No.
Make sure it's worth your money, you know, give them something that's worth the amount of money, not just playing outside all day long. And I think it's good to expose them. They're going to have a great time at these for sure. They have, First City Art Center, Creatosphere. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Dauphin Island Sea Lab. Oh, that would be fun.
Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes.
You never know. You may have a movie star in the family.
There you go.
Or a great actor or actress.
Yeah, absolutely.
Movie star.
A movie star.
Yeah.
If you got a little bit.
Movie stars
dramatic.
Aren't necessarily actors.
They're not?
No.
Oh, we got to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you would like to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. For more information, you can head on over to ballingerpublishing.com, pensacolamagazine.com, downtowncrowd.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to join in this conversation, you can. You can call or text 437-1620. So we're having a good time this morning, Malcolm, huh? We always have a good time talking about summer camps.
Yeah. There are some wonderful summer camps. Just think, there could be one of your little babies, precious little babies, could be the next Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, really? And okay.
You could find out at the Bodacious Culinary Kids Camp. You just never know.
And also, you know, I know parents that don't work and, mm-hmm. and they get to stay home with their babies. And they, like, they actually will pick camps. You know, during the summer, you don't have to go all summer, but maybe they go to that for a week or they go to another arts for a week and they really enjoy doing that. So their kids kind of get exposed to everything and that's kind of fun.
It is just so important to expose the kids to just all sorts of things. They may or may not enjoy them, but it may be one thing, one camp they go to, come home, say, Mom, Dad, I want to be a scientist. I want to be an opera singer. I want to be a chef. You know, who knows? Yeah. But if you don't expose them, then, of course, maybe it'll take years before they come to realize.
True, very true.
They may just find their vocation in life.
So we were talking about beaches, and I had a friend text in, speaking of places to go swimming, please, please, please do not go to swimming at Perdido Pass. It's very dangerous. I think I heard another news story where somebody drowned at the location this weekend. It is very dangerous. The currents are either always going into the Perdido Bay or going out into the Gulf. This is located in Alabama at the Alabama Point Bridge. Swimming should be banned at that location. Well, thank you for the information, because yes. I did not know that.
I think I will keep away from there.
Yes, I will too.
Yes.
So, yes, we have arts, but there's also other...
Well,
camps.
There's the talking about camps for big children.
Okay.
The Hangout Festival.
He called the Hangout Festival a summer camp for big grown-ups. I love it. So it's days long, though. You're right.
It is 3 days long.
3 days long. I have actually never been to Hangout Fest. Never been.
I must confess I haven't either.
Yeah.
It
looks a little...
Maybe more than I can handle.
Maybe me too. It looks like a blast. Everyone should go, but it just, I don't know. It looks like a lot of people. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It's kind of intimidating. It's okay.
I must admit, I read through the list of the artists.
Oh, I haven't. Bands. Is it in here?
I'm sorry to say I knew very few of them, but that's okay. Not unusual.
I know Tev
sure
Love. I know Tev Love.
Our listeners would know these people.
Little Nas X. I think I know him. Mm. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, I've heard of them.
You've heard of them?
Yeah, even I've heard of them, so they must be famous.
Yeah, AJR, Sabrina Carpenter, Ferg, Paramore. So I know a couple of them. Oh.
At the top of page 19.
Yes, 19.
It says, maximize your Hangout Fest experience with these helpful tips. And the first one is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Please.
So you cannot be fully hydrated on beer. You have to drink
some
water too.
No,
I wish it were true, but it's not.
Yeah, no. The sun is unforgiving is what this says.
Yes.
Guests are allowed to bring an empty plastic water bottle up to 2 liters in size or an empty water bladder system. That sounds horrible. Think Camelback backpacks to
and
fill up.
Having been a survivor of skin cancer, I can tell you that you have to be really, really careful.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of sunscreen.
Yes.
It seems to reflect off the water and, I don't know, the sand just is so hard. It just magnifies it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
To me, so just be wary.
Someone needs you, Malcolm. Yeah. Very important. Yeah. Okay, so here's my rule of thumb on the water, especially like Blue Angels Day. It's drink an alcoholic beverage and drink a bottle of water. Drink a like every other one, you need to drink a bottle of water.
Can I do 2 alcoholic?
Whatever you
to
want.
One?
Maybe, yeah, if you want to.
Is that okay?
But like if you're going to spend all day in the sun, like it needs to be at least the third thing you drink is water or the second thing you drink is water, just continuously the whole day. I just feel like that's a good rule of thumb for me, and it keeps you hydrated all day.
Okay, Mom.
Thanks. It was okay. Mother's
you're
Day.
Right. Yes.
I'm just trying to help you out, Malcolm.
Yes. You are right.
So the second thing says prepare for the elements. Yes, like the sun beating on you all day long.
Well, by the way, this is just not for Hangout Fest. This
no.
is any time you go to the beach.
I think this is great, yes.
Anytime you go to the golf course, anytime you're out in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't wear shoes just because they're fashionable. Wear comfortable shoes that can get you through hours of walking on sand. Yes. Looking cute will not feel as good 3 days later when your feet still hurt. So true. And it says, Hangout Fest allows attendees to bring in liquid sunscreen in containers that are 3 ounces or smaller. So you can slip a little sunscreen bottle into your fanny pack and reapply regularly.
Yes.
That's good they allow that, right?
Mm.
Very good. And then it talks about pick a meeting spot.
Yes, in case you get separated.
Yeah, this place is massive. There are tons and tons and tons of people.
Yeah. Now, of course, we have text messaging, so that makes
Well, that is nice. Easy. But sometimes when you're out with all the crowd, your phone doesn't work.
Mm,
have you noticed? Have you ever been like in a huge, huge crowd, like at the wharf? Your phone's not working.
Oh.
There's just the service. There's just so many people on their phones. It like slows the service down. It's very difficult.
And of course, you could easily lose your phone, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Very easily. So it says, whether it's a specific palm tree or the corner of a building, make note of it or even take a photo of the spot if you're forgetful. With an established meeting spot, splitting up to catch different sets or accidentally getting lost can be way less stressful, which is so true. Like if you're like, okay, if you can't find it, just go back to this one spot and stay there until we get there. So that's smart. I like that. I like this magazine. We're having a good time with Hangout Fest. I think you should go, Malcolm. No.
I was trying to think of a funny answer, but
yeah, he's just like
for once in I'm stuck.
It's not coming.
It's not coming.
We need to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you want to join in the conversation, please do 437-1620. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I hope you're having a wonderful, amazing Monday morning. We're getting you ready for the rest of the week. We're going to have a great week here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We're talking about the Hangout Fest that's coming up. When is the Hangout Fest? What are the dates for that?
It is the 19th, which is Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And that's in on the beaches of Gulf Shores, Alabama. That's going to be so, it's always so big every year.
Yeah.
And I think you used to be able to get like VIP stuff as well. I remember hearing about that, but you'll have to go over to, let's see, Hangout Festival on Facebook or Instagram. Check them out. Or hangoutmusicfestival.com, and they'll give you all the information. Or, you know what, pick up this Pensacola Magazine issue. It tells all about it.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, absolutely. Because if you want to know about summer camps.
But if you'd like to be first in the know, BallingerPublishing.com, you can subscribe and it'll be delivered by mail to your home every month.
Really?
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Why have we not talked about that, Malcolm? It'll be delivered to your home.
Yeah.
There you go. Then you get in. And these are really good to have, especially in Pensacola, because you're going to be up to date on all things going on usually. The wedding issue, Parade of Homes issues.
Parade of Homes.
You also have Downtown Crowd, which talks about everything going on downtown Pensacola. So definitely he's in the know for sure. You know, I thought this was cool. There's Waterboy Summer Camp. Skating, surfing. Huh, that'll be fun.
Hmm.
For anybody that likes to do that, get out on the water this summer. Also, you know, it's not just arts camps. They have Mermaid Dance Camp. Princess Dance Camp, Beach Party Dance Camp. Man, if I was a kid in Pensacola, man, when I was growing up, you know what I got? I got to stay home with my big brothers who abused me all summer. I'm call mom crying all the time. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Here we are. We got all these fun camps for the kids. Oh, well, it's okay.
It is certainly good to be born in the present day.
Isn't it?
Not when we were born.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. There's so many options.
All of these wonderful things.
Real quick, I think we're about to be done, but two more things about Hangout Fest. Ask for help if you need it and use the app. There's an app.
That's so, good advice anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Malcolm. It's always a pleasure having you. We're going to have the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce on. So if you have any questions.
Back to the serious stuff.
Oh, I know. Back to the serious stuff here on News Radio.